You're listening to Learning English from English-podcast.com.
For more podcasts, quizzes, videos, go to English-podcasts.com and also subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to English-podcasts.com. I'm Sue.
And I'm Chris. If you tuned into our last episode, you know we gave you a heavy dose of tough love. We told you exactly why you weren't improving. We called out the comfortable swamp of intermediate purgatory, the illusion of competence, and the trap of passive listening.
Yes, I think we broke your hearts, but today we're here to mend them. So we promised we wouldn't just leave you in the mud like that. So today we're converting that raw science into a beautiful 14-day action learning plan filled with concrete, unglamorous tasks designed to make your brain sweat.
If you have an iPad with pastel highlighters ready, put it away. This is not pretty learning. This is full contact linguistic training. We're shifting your schedule to a strict 70% production and 30% consumption ratio starting today. Sue, let's hit them with day one and two.
Okay, day one. So, step one, the audit. So sit down with a blank sheet of paper or a spreadsheet. Look at your last 7 days, strip away any passive listening, and count the exact number of minutes you spent actively constructing original sentences. Step two, the reading input. Go online to a high-quality news site such as the BBC.com news or theguardian.com or npr.org, all very good, and find an opinion piece or a science long read that is roughly between 500 and 800 words long. Then read it for exactly 10 minutes. Close the browser tab completely. Okay, step three, the writing output. Set a timer for 20 minutes and write an intensive summary of the entire article from memory. Do not reopen the tag to check spelling, grammar, or facts. Force your brain to dig deep for the vocabulary. Step four, grammar and listening layer. Head over to the BBC Learning English channel on YouTube and search for their 6-minute grammar playlist. Select an episode matching a structure from your reading article, such as passive voice or even relative clauses. Then listen to their breakdown. Extract this structural rules and immediately go to lugwig.guru to verify 5 more word-written variations of that exact syntax.
Day two is the ego killer challenge. Step one, the topic. Go to a website like conversationstarters.com or search the web for abstract debate prompts. Pick an uncomfortable or professional topic like, should remote work be a legal right? Or how do you handle toxic conflict in a team? Step two is self-recording. Open your smartphone voice recorder or vocaroo.com. Press record, set a timer for 3 minutes and start talking immediately. Do not outline your thoughts or pause to correct errors. Speak continuously. Step three, the error sheet analysis. Play the recording back, listen slowly, and write down every grammatical slip, long silence, and weak words like good, bad, or stuff. This is your baseline error data sheet. Step four is a pronunciation audit. Go to Papa Teach Me channel on YouTube and search for his video on native English pronunciation secrets or common pronunciation mistakes. Use the phonetic breakdowns to audit your own 3-minute recording. Note where that your physical delivery lacked natural reductions or where you mispronounced key vowel sounds.
Welcome back to English-podcast.com. So today, Chris and I are laying down the exact step-by-step schedule for your 14-day language sprint. We've audited your time and confronted your errors. Now, let's break down day three through to day six, where we transition into deeper tissue vocabulary acquisition and physical mouth training.
So day three and four is deconstruction of the weakness grill. So let's talk about day three, the self-reference deconstruction. Step one, corpus search. Go to ludwig.guru or context.reverso.net. Take three advanced words you encountered during your day one reading or from this podcast, such as purgatory, competent, or detriment. Study the real-world sentences and collocations. Step two, self-reference writing. Leverage the self-reference effect. Write these deeply personal sentences for each word, mapping them directly to your career or core memories, e.g., my legacy software project is stuck in an architectural purgatory. Step three, self-recording output. Open your voice recorder on your smartphone, read your nine newly constructed sentences aloud. However, do not just read them, deliver them with varying emotional registers. One take professional, one take conversational, one take highly persuasive. Step four, listening back. Head to YouTube and search for award-winning short films on channels such as Omeletto or Short of the Week, or just put in the search short films. Find a live action narrative short, turn on the English subtitles, and actively listening for how characters naturally stress key vocabulary and pitch transitions in dialogue. Compare the emotional weight to your own recording.
Day four. Day four is targeting the fatal flaw. So for this, step one, isolating the flaw. Look back at the error data spread you created on day two. Find the single most frequent structural or grammatical mistake you made. Step two, grammar remediation. Go to the BBC Learning English website or search YouTube for their specific BBC 6-minute grammar episode covering your exact error category. For example, present perfect versus past simple. Spend 6 minutes processing their native instructions, quizzes, and contextual explanations. Step three, the pronunciation drill. Close the video. Spend 20 minutes manually constructing 15 entirely original complex sentences, correcting your flaw. Take those 15 sentences and highlight the content words that carry the primary meaning versus the function words that should be reduced. Step four, the verbal marathon recording. Record yourself reading all 15 sentences back to back in a single breath stream per sentence. Use a metronome app set to 80 beats per minute to force yourself to maintain a steady rhythm, smoothing out structural hesitation.
Day five and six, transcribing and shadowing mania. Now we get to the athletic part of the week. Days five and six are the transcribing and shadowing doubleheader.
So, on to day five, to perform the micro-linguistic transcription. Step one, the audio source. Go to the BBC Learning English channel on YouTube or their official app and pull up an episode of 6 Minute English. For example, search for topical episodes such as The Romance of Regular Routines or Is Multitasking a Myth? Isolate a fast, native 2-minute segment. Step two, intensive transcription. Open a blank document, play the audio 5 to 10 seconds at a time, and write down every single syllable verbatim. Do not skip small linking words, prepositions, or contractions. Step three, auditory gap analysis. Open the video's official transcript description box and compare it to your text line by line. Highlight every single word or sound reduction your brain failed to catch. Step four, grammar capture. Look at your finalized transcription. Extract 3 advanced linking phrases, idiomatic structures or verb tenses used by the host. Write down the explicit grammar rules governing how those phrases link independent clauses together.
On day six, you take that exact same 2-minute clip and perform physical shadowing. So step one, physical shadowing. Put on your headphones and open the 2-minute BBC 6-minute English video clip from day five. Do not look at the transcript, press play and speak at the exact same time as the host, mimicking their exact tempo, breath patterns, vowel stresses and sound reductions simultaneously. Repeat 20 times consecutively. Step 2, split ear self-recording. Use a second device or an audio tool to record your voice while you shadow the host. Step 3, phonetic analysis. Play your recording back alongside the original source audio. Listen carefully to the connected speech phenomenon. Did you link the final consonant of one word to the initial vowel of the next word? For example, up and down. Did you utilize the correct reduced schwa, up and down sounds, for unstressed syllables? Step 4, the clean take. Turn off the source video entirely. Look at the raw text script of the 2-minute clip. Record yourself delivering the entire speech independently, integrating the exact rhythm, intonation, and connected speech rules you just drilled.
So now moving on to intercepting the curve and the autopilot rebellion. So now we've entered the final stretch. If you remember in the other podcast, we talked about Hermann Ebbinghaus and the forgetting curve, which means if you don't systematically recall what you've learned, 90% of your progress will be wiped out by day 7. So let's look at the concrete tasks for day 7 through to day 12 to rebel against that intermediate plateau that we talked about before. So, day 7, this is your first spaced repetition interruption. Step 1, memory retrieval. Open a completely blank document. Do not look at your vocabulary notes from day 3 or your grammar drills from day 4. Force your brain to actively retrieve the 3 target vocabulary words and the grammar structure you focused on earlier in the week. Step 2, the synthesis paragraph. Write a cohesive, original 100-word paragraph that synthesizes all of those elements together into one logical story or business update. Step 3, oral transformation. Put the written paragraph away. Set up your voice recorder. Deliver the core message of your synthesized paragraph out loud without reading it, just changing the sentence structure dynamically as you go. Step 4, the listening feedback loop. Play back your spoken delivery. Listen for any structural degradation. Did your target grammar hold up when you transitioned from writing to spontaneous speech? Correct any structural slips out loud.
On day 8, we banished gamified multiple choice apps. Step 1, flashcard generation. Go online and download an open-ended flashcard software like apps.ankiweb.net or just A-N-K-I, Anki. Or prefer physical paper flashcards. Write down the keywords, idioms, or concepts you encountered during this sprint on the front of the cards. Do not provide options. Step 2, the 5-second sentence run. Reveal the card, give yourself exactly 5 seconds to manufacture a complex, grammatically perfect sentence out loud using that target word from pure memory. Step 3, self-recording the run. Keep your audio recorder running for the entire duration of your flashcard session. And step 4, fluency pronunciation check. Review the session audio, head over to the Papa Teach Me YouTube channel and find his playlist on advanced vocabulary and expressions. Compare your structural layout and spoken syllable stress to his natural model phrasing. If you stuttered or mispronounced a word, reset the card and repeat the drill.
Okay, day 9. So now you seek brutal, immediate feedback. Step 1, the industrial perspective. Write a 200-word perspective piece on a controversial topic in your industry. Do not look up vocabulary or spell check during the writing. Step 2, AI optimization. Copy your text and paste it onto an AI language model or an advanced writing engine like Grammarly.com. Give it this specific prompt. Brutally critique my phrasing style. Identify every safe basic word I used and rewrite my sentences using precise professional collocations. Take the corrected output and manually rewrite it into your physical notebook. Step 3, audio reconstruction. Record yourself reading your original draft, followed immediately by your newly optimized AI corrected draft. Step 4, comparative listening. Listen to both recordings back to back. Focus entirely on the auditory texture of your speech. Notice how much more authoritative, fluid, and rhythmically varied your delivery sounds when your grammar is complex and your vocabulary is precise.
Days 10, 11, and 12 are the emotional flip and the clock run. Day 10 is a semantic mapping task. Step 1, the mapping workflow. Go online to an interactive visual platform like Miro, M-I-R-O.com, or use a blank piece of paper. Take three advanced expressions you want to master, like deliberate practice, autonomous stage, or fossilized. Step 2, associative brain anchoring. Draw a visual mind map connecting these new English terms directly to complex concepts or personal professional workflows you already understand thoroughly in your native language. Step 3, the audio walkthrough. Turn on your video recorder, your voice recorder instead. You can video, but use your voice recorder. Spend 4 minutes explaining your semantic map out loud in English as if you were pitching a concept to a senior executive. Step 4, the listening audit. Listen to your explanation. Did you speak in complete thought groups or did your voice trail off? Did you use rising intonation at the end of statements, making you sound uncertain? Make a list of prosodic adjustments for day 11.
Day 11, here we go, is the time pressure run. Step 1, the abstract prompt. Go online to a site such as procondoc.org or search for an abstract debate topic generator. Select a topic at random that you know very little about, such as, is gamification ruining human attention? Step 2, grammar planning. Set an alarm for exactly 60 seconds. Use this minute to brainstorm and jot down exactly three structural bullet points and explicitly write down one advanced grammatical structure you promised to use. For example, an inversion or an inversion conditional. Step 3, the high stress recording. Start a 2 minute countdown timer on your phone's voice recorder and deliver a fluid, high-impact verbal argument out loud. You cannot stop talking, pause, or re-record until the clock hits zero. Step 4, the breakdown analysis. Listen back to the recording. Identify the exact second where your fluency broke down under pressure. Go directly to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube and load a high-caliber conversational interview podcast like the Joe Rogan Experience, The Diary of a CEO, or The Tim Ferriss Show. Isolate how native speakers field unexpected questions under zero prep time without letting their grammar collapse, then mimic their transitional fillers.
And day 12 is the intonation flip. Step 1, the acoustic target. Search YouTube for an award-winning cinematic short film or monologue. Channels like Dust for sci-fi or Omeletto for drama are exceptional, but there are many, many more. Choose a one-minute clip where a character delivers a speech with heavy emotion, deep sarcasm, or intense focus. Step 2, the pitch mapping. Listen to a 30-second subsection of this same short film for 5 times. Use a pen to map out the intonation contour on a piece of paper. Draw lines going up when a character's voice rises in pitch and lines going down when it falls. Note where they are used dramatic pauses for grammatical emphasis. Step 3, the emotional shadowing recording. Perform your physical shadowing drill with this short clip, film clip for 15 minutes. Force your throat, pitch variations and physical facial expressions to match the actor's emotional delivery perfectly and record your final attempt. Step 4 is the acoustic comparison. Listen back to your recorded take. Did you truly mirror the pitch peaks and valleys of the performer, or did you default to a safe, narrow, intermediate cadence? Re-record until you achieve a dramatic delivery.
So now the conclusion and call to action. Days 13 and 14 are your consolidation zone. On day 13, you run your final spaced repetition test across every single target from the sprint. And on day 14, you record a final 3-minute reflection. Listen to it side by side with your day 2 recording and map out your permanent daily 15-minute gritty routine.
Look at what this plan does. It completely eliminates the passive fluff. It forces you to stop looking at pretty things and starts making you build linguistic muscle. If your brain doesn't ache over the next 14 days, you're not doing it right.
So the roadmap is now in your hands. Stop being a passive consumer. Dedicate your energy to active construction. Embrace the desirable difficulties and watch your intermediate plateau shatter, completely disappear.
Get gritty, stay consistent, and stay classy, Toulouse. And we will see you next week right here at EnglishPodcast.com. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of stuff, and it's quite a lot of pretty complicated stuff. There's steps to follow. Now, you can download a PDF of this action plan. It's a PDF, so you can print it off, and you can follow it with the podcast. It's not an actual transcript, but it's actually the action plan to help you get moving with active learning.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review.
To catch all the latest from English podcasts, you can follow us on Instagram at English.podcasts and on YouTube at English-podcasts.
And visit our website at English-podcast.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.